KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly clear skies. We're at 60 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 81. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news, Governor Kim Reynolds has appointed a judge from Harlan to the Iowa Supreme Court.
And with her appointment, there will once again be a woman's voice on the Iowa Supreme Court.
Susan Christensen, who's been a district court judge since 2015, was one of three women nominated for an opening on the state's highest court. Two women previously served on the Iowa Supreme Court, but Iowa has had the only all-male state Supreme Court in the country for the past few years. Christensen joined Reynolds for a brief announcement in the governor's statehouse office yesterday.
To my soon new colleagues on the Iowa Supreme Court, I look forward to working with you and dusting off the ladies' room.
Christensen has a family connection to the court. Her late father, Jerry Larson, served on the Iowa Supreme Court for 30 years, longer than any other justice in state history. Larson died this past April. Christensen mentioned her father during her remarks.
I am honored and humbled to be appointed to the Iowa Supreme Court by Iowa's first female governor. Today marks an important day in my life, as well as my professional journey. I want to thank my parents. My mom is here today. My dad is here with me today in spirit, and I know he has a huge smile on his face right now.
Susan Christensen worked as a legal secretary before getting her law degree from Creighton University later. Christensen said she's been chasing the dream of being a judge for years, and she credits her husband Jay for supporting her quest.
We started being a couple when we were sophomores in high school, and here we still are, that many years later. Several years ago, I told him I think I want to be a judge, and it did not happen right away. And I tried many times, and one of these days I'll add up that number, and I might just put it in a picture frame on my wall. Would have been easier to stop sometimes. He would not let me quit. If it were not for him, I know I would not be standing here today.
Christensen is the first appointment Reynolds has made to the Supreme Court.
We need judges who understand the proper role of the courts within our government. Judges who will apply the law and not make it. Judges who will decide cases based upon the text of our statutes and Constitution, not their personal policy preferences.
Reynolds says that Christensen will bring a practical perspective to the court.
And here are some of the things that I heard from Iowans about Judge Christensen. The most prepared and passionate person in the courtroom. She's dogged in pursuing excellence. She's more than just a sharp legal mind. She has an incredible heart.
And Christensen will replace Iowa Supreme Court Justice Bruce Zager, who is retiring on September the 3rd. She's scheduled to be sworn in and take Zager's seat on the court the following day. At the conclusion of her remarks Wednesday afternoon, Christensen mentioned the oath that she'll take next month.
Once again, thank you, Governor Reynolds, for believing in me and entrusting me with this incredible honor and responsibility. And you can count on me to support the Constitution and to faithfully and impartially discharge my duties to the best of my ability.
She'll face a retention election in 2020. Current Iowa Supreme Court Justice Mark Cady said in a statement after the appointment was announced that, "I am very pleased to welcome our new colleague, Judge Susan Christensen, to the Supreme Court. She is extremely well qualified and a fine jurist. I look forward to serving with her and to having her vision and experience become part of our state's highest court. I want to thank the members of the Judicial Nominating Commission for nominating three outstanding candidates and Governor Reynolds for appointing Judge Christensen to the Iowa Supreme Court." Elsewhere in the news, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman yesterday released a list of nonpartisan offices that will appear on the November 6th general election. They include District 2 Supervisor, District 3 Supervisor, Treasurer, Recorder, and County Attorney. Nonpartisan positions to appear on the ballot include Cass County Soil and Water Conservation District Commissioners. There's two positions for six-year terms. Cass County Agricultural Extension Council, five positions, four-year terms each. Township Clerk and Trustees, one full-term clerk and two full-term trustees in each of the Edna and Union Townships. And Cass County Hospital Trustee, two full-term positions, one for the Northwest District and one for the Northeast District. To be eligible for the position for the Northwest District, a person must reside in the townships of Brighton, Pimosa, Washington, or Grove, including the cities of Marnie and Atlantic. For the Northeast District, you must live in the Grant, Benton, Franklin, or Lincoln Township, including the cities of Oneida and Wyota. Only Edna and Union Townships will fill positions by election. The other 14 township officers in Cass County are appointed by the Board of Supervisors. Now, Monday, August the 6th is the first day for non-party organizations and candidates nominated by petition to file nomination papers for county or township offices. Those papers must be filed with the Cass County Auditor's Office by August 29th. Nomination papers may be circulated now. Nomination petitions and other election forms are available at the Office of the County Auditor or from the Iowa Secretary of State at sos.iowa.gov. You can find out more on that by looking for the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Former Iowa Assistant Attorney General Rob Sand will hold a meet-and-greet event at Harlan next Tuesday, August 7th. His campaign said the visit is part of Sand's commitment to making the Iowa Auditor work for all Iowans. The 35-year-old Sand is visiting all Iowa 99 counties before the general election. The Harlan meet-and-greet event takes place at Milk and Honey at 1107 7th Street from 10:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Rob Sand was born and raised in Decorah. He's a graduate of Brown University and the University of Iowa School of Law. He and his wife, also a small-town native, have two young sons. And you can read more about his vision under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Iowa District 11 Republican Senator Tom Shipley of Nottoway was in Atlantic earlier this week attending the Cass County Fair. Shipley, who has served in the Iowa Senate since 2015, is seeking re-election in November. He says, meanwhile, he's been keeping busy while the legislature is in recess, and that included two meetings this past Monday on some current issues.
It's just a variety of things, but there's some issues that people, you know, where this one meeting today, I'm meeting with some people from University of Iowa hospitals on opioid issues, and I think I get to do that because I'm on human services. Human resources committee, and then after that, it takes a complete change and talking about the Nishnabotna watershed.
And Shipley said, with regard to the Trump administration's imposed trade tariffs, the people he's spoken with are not either cautiously optimistic nor are they pessimistic.
They're just cautious on how this is all going to play out. I don't know that tariffs are really going to do any of us much good. But maybe in the long term, and I think that's what the president's thought is this is a long-term process. And in that respect, I think that's good, because I think too often Americans think short-term benefits and don't think about what it'd be like 5-10 years down the road. I think there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes that people don't even know about. And you can't negotiate out in public. You just cannot do that. I suspect, I've been told that we're very close to getting a new NAFTA accord done, which will be key, and then work on those other things too.
Shipley acknowledged the grain prices weren't very good to start with, and the tariffs certainly haven't helped them. It's just a matter of we'll have to see. He said also his brother Bill, who is president of the Iowa Soybean Association, was in Europe this week. He's been working on those markets across the pond. When the legislature reconvenes in January, one of the issues he hopes they will address is the school save or secure an advanced vision for education fund.
There were several of us want to get that back on track. It's still there, but it needs to be extended, and so we're hopeful to get that done. The Senate didn't bring it up for a variety of reasons, but I think we've got to get some people's concerns addressed, and I believe we have, to put that back in place, because schools certainly can utilize that. The ones that they utilize it wisely, it's a big, big plus for them.
Otherwise, you said they're just waiting to see how the election turns out before they can take action on some previous matters the legislature didn't have time to address. Shipley says they still need to work on the opioid crisis and water quality issues, and he hopes they'll address one of his pet projects as well. That's industrial hemp. And finally in the news, sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County say a deputy conducting a traffic stop on a car at around 2 a.m. Wednesday observed drug paraphernalia in plain view. The vehicle was pulled over for having no registration plates. Two people inside were taken into custody, 45-year-old Michael Dean Stillian of Atlantic and 40-year-old Paula Jean Burnison of Avoca, were arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and unlawful possession of a prescription drug. Stillian was also charged with OWI first offense. Authorities recovered one glass and two metal smoking pipes, one of them meth, one marijuana, along with 3.9 grams of a green leafy substance in a bag and a stamp containing various broken medications. Their bonds were set at $1,000 each. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.